Hello, and welcome to Bottleship with our friends the Jifflings. If you enjoy the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends. And you can email us at thejifflings@gmail.com. And stay tuned to the end of the show when the Jifflings will read out some of your reviews. And now it's time for today's episode, The Leprechaun's Pot. In your world, things are important. But what about the things that aren't important anymore? Well, sometimes those things end up here, in the magical land of Dilstonia, where little creatures called the Jifflings live on their little Jiffling ship. They find these things that we throw away and fish them out of their sea so they can recycle them and put them to good use once again. And here they are now, ready to work. Eccentric young pumpkin.
Ooh, I'm ever so excited.
The hedge, who was a very lazy Jiffling.
Like, hey man, is it time for bed yet?
Miss Katie, who loves fixing things and dressy up. Sometimes I like both together. Albert, the ship's gardener.
Hey, who's been into me cabbage patch like?
And Friedeline, a very sensible Jiffling who looks after everybody on the ship.
Yeah, that is correct. Oh.
Today on the ship, the Jifflings are all trying out some new hobbies. And they've each got some very useful objects, so their hobbies can be even more fun.
Yeah!
Frieda and I marched proudly onto deck, holding a bright, shiny stick, which she had made out of some old cardboard and tinfoil. Wow! What's your new hobby, Friedeline?
Well, I am the marching band gymnast, and I throw my shiny baton high up in the air. And what is your new hobbly hobby, Miss Katie?
Miss Katie held out a magnifying glass and a little brush. I am an archaeologist, looking for all sorts of oldie-timey treasures from the past.
Oh, and what have you found?
Well, so far, I've only found Albert's old shoe and Hedge's leftover sandwich. But I'll keep looking.
Like maybe you could find me a new sandwich, man.
Oh, greedy Hedge. And what hobby are you trying today?
Today, I'm like totally flower power, man. So I'm gonna make all sorts of beautiful bouquets for each of you Jifflings.
Yay! But then Miss Katie looked around and frowned. But you don't have any flowers, Hedge.
Like, that's okay. Albert's garden is full of flowers. So I'm just gonna lay back here and like wait for them to come to me.
Then Albert and Young Pumpkin jiffled over.
Well, that's not how flowers work, Hedge. If you want them, you'll have to go and get them yourself.
That's very true, Albert. And what hobby are you and Young Pumpkin trying today?
Well, we're going to try a lovely game of chess.
Ooh, that's right. We've made this chessboard out of an old tree stump. And all the little pieces are pebbles from the bottom of the sea.
Oh, that does sound like fun, Pumpkin. So with big smiles, all the Jifflings began their hobbies.
Right.
Friedeline marched proudly up and down the deck, tossing her baton high in the air. Miss Katie carefully searched Albert's garden for old treasures. And Albert and Young Pumpkin enjoyed a lovely game of chess together. But Hedge didn't seem to be doing anything at all. Hedge, where are your lovely bouquets of flowers? Have you made one for me yet?
Like, not yet, Miss Katie Man. I'm still, like, waiting for the flowers.
Oh, lazy Hedge. You cannot just wait around for things to just happen. You must go and make them happen yourself.
Oh, listen, Gifs. There's that trusty sound that means an object which was lost or thrown away on Earth has found its way into the sea around your ship. Off you, Jiffle, to heave it in together. The object landed on deck with a cloppity clamp. It was made of clay and was hollow. Miss Katie guessed at what it could be first. I think that's a special crown that the Queen of the Forest can wear.
Ooh.
But then Albert stepped forwards, for he knew just what the object was. He bubbly hubbled up onto the story seat, and then he began his tale.
Well, this is the Leprechaun's Pot. And my old jeweller, Cherily Ann Bling, told me all about it. Once, in the lovely Irish countryside, there lived all sorts of special secret creatures. There were fancy fairies who loved casting spells, and unicorns who flew all over the sky. And there was a little leprechaun called Ted. Hoppity ho! What a lovely morning it is, so. Time to find me some gold. Ha! Love it! So, Ted picked up his big leprechaun's pot and trotted off to sit at the end of the rainbow just outside his little house, waiting for his pot to magically fill with gold coins, just like all the fairy tales say will happen. Doopity-doo! Come on, the gold, sure! Ha! And as he sat there, doing nothing, who should pass by but his neighbour, Mrs. Doyle.
Oh, good morning there, Ted. What are you up to today, so?
Well, Mrs. Doyle, today I'm sitting at the bottom of this little rainbow, waiting for all the gold coins to just fill up me little pot here. Ha!
Oh, right, so. Well, I don't think that's going to happen. No, I think if you want the pot to fill up, you're going to have to fill it yourself, so you are. Why don't you come into town with me instead? We can have a lovely cup of tea while we search for gold together.
No, thank you, Mrs. Dial.
Ah, go on. Go on, go on, go on.
No, no, Mrs. Dial. I'll stay right here and just wait for me gold. So, Ted waved goodbye to Mrs. Doyle and lay back in the sunshine, waiting for his pot to fill with gold. And he waited, and he waited, and he waited all through the afternoon. But there was no gold in his little pot. Then, as Ted stood there scratching his head, he looked up, and who should he see but Mrs. Doyle returning from town, carrying what looked like a very full pot of her own. Ah, hello there, Mrs. Doyle. And what have you got there, then?
Plums. Sweet, sticky plums. We stopped off at the plum field on the way home and filled me special leprechaun's pot right to the brim with lovely ripe plums. It was hard work, mine. But now I'm going to cook up a delicious sticky plum pudding, so.
Then Ted looked down at his own empty pot with nothing in it. And suddenly he became rather annoyed. Ha! What a waste of a whole day. I've got nothing in me silly pot. Not even a sweet sticky plum. Never mind me gold. And without thinking, Ted gave his pot a big kick, knocking it over and sending it rolling off down the hill and into a river. And as Ted watched his leprechaun's pot floating off downstream, he began to smell the delicious plummy dinner smells coming from Mrs. Doyle's kitchen. Then Ted realized that maybe instead of just sitting around waiting for good things to happen, he should have made an effort and filled his pot himself. And now the leprechaun's pot is here.
So we need to reuse it. Exactly, Miss Katie. So what could it be today?
Ooh, I think it could be a big bowl that we put all our dreams in to make a lovely dream soup.
But then Hedge stepped forwards, for he had a great idea.
Like I could use the leprechaun's pot as a flower vase to fill with all kinds of beautiful flowers that I gather up myself instead of just waiting for them to come to me.
Hi-ya!
And so that is just what Hedge did. He jiffled all around the ship, finding interesting new flowers in every corner to create the most spectacular bouquets that he gave to all the other jifflings. And then, after a lovely supper of ocean tostadas and Krabby Patties, the jifflings found they were rather snoozy. And so, it was time for bed. Good night, young pumpkin.
Good night.
Good night, Albert.
Hey, I'll see you in the morning, Lake.
Good night, Friedeline.
And it is a good night. Yeah.
Good night, Miss Katie. Night, night. Good night, Hedge. Hedge? Oh, I think the hedge is asleep already. And goodbye to you too, wherever you are. Maybe next time you see a thing that you might throw away, you'll stop and see if you can use it again, just like our friends the Jifflings. And maybe the thing you use again will have a story to tell too. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to Bottleship. For all the parents listening, if you'd like to, you can donate to the show at patreon.com/bottleship. And as a thank you, we'll send your child a personalised audio message from the Jifflings. And for all the children listening, if you enjoyed the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends. We've had some lovely reviews this week, haven't we, Jifflings?
Totally wodally, man. Like this one from the sea. It says, "Hi, we are June and Charlie, tuning in from our sailboat, sailing around the Pacific Ocean. We love all the stories so much, and our favorite character is the Hedge. We love his voice and think he is so silly. A couple of ideas we thought of for stories are a seahorse's magic clip and a sea turtle's boot. We can't wait to listen to more episodes of Bottleship Adventures."
Ah, well, that is very exciting that you are on the ship as well. Maybe we'll sail past each other and give a great big smiley wave.
Aye. And we've also had this review too, from Hong Kong. It says, "Hi, Jifflins. My name is Lucille, and I have a sister. Her name is Jillian. We live in Hong Kong. We love the Jifflin stories because they are funny, silly, and joyful. But our favourite story is The Koala's Marble. We can't wait to listen to new episodes. We wish you all the best, Jifflins. From Lucille and Jillian."
Thank you very much, Lucille and Jillian. We are very happy that you enjoy our adventures.
Oh, yes. And we'd like to say a great big special Jifflings hello to Hassan, who wrote us a lovely email.
And hello to Beatrice too.
And the big hellos to Maggie in Wichita, Kansas. We really do love to hear from everybody.
Yes, we do. And if you'd like to send us an email, please send it to thegiflings@gmail.com. Also, if you like listening to stories, why not check out our sister podcast, Storytime, for children of all ages. Thanks again, and we'll bring you more exciting adventures with our friends the Giflings very soon. Goodbye!